California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. As daughter Bumps, Jan Ford.
Pop, did Mom wear white at her wedding?
As Bill Smith, Harry Von Zell.
Yes, and I wore black. Symbolic color, black.
As Nancy Smith, Brenda Marshall.
That's a husband for you. Sometimes I think women are fools to marry.
Obviously. But who else is there for a man to marry?
And is Uncle Cecil from England, Arthur Treacher. Now just relax and listen to the Smiths of Hollywood, plus the music of Charles Hathaway. Presented by... Dial twisters, you can rest those itchy fingers. You're tuned right to the Smiths of Hollywood. And now here's Nancy Smith.
Hi. Today was our wedding anniversary. You know, I get tired of always being the one to remember. So this time, after dropping hints all week, I decided to play dumb and let Bill be the first to remember. Not only did he remember, but he got out of bed first to surprise me with books. Bill, what are you doing out of bed?
Oh, you would wake up. I wanted to surprise you.
Surprise me?
Sure. Don't you know what day this is?
Friday, isn't it?
Friday. Nancy, listen, this is a very special day. Think now. Why is it special?
There's no smog outside this morning.
No, now think what day it is.
It's garbage collection day.
Garbage collection day?
Of course. It's the day they collect the tin cans.
Oh, Nancy, what one day in the year do you always bawl me out after warning me well in advance?
The day after New Year's Eve.
No. Here, what day are husbands notoriously forgetful about and wives never forgetful about?
Payday.
Oh. Gabriel, Steve, never mind. Now listen, you stay in bed till I call you. Uncle Cecil and I'll get breakfast this morning.
Bill Smith.
Huh?
Do you have a guilty conscience about anything?
No, I don't have a guilty conscience about anything.
Well, don't snap at me.
Well?
And before you go downstairs, look in the closet. There's a present for you.
Not now, Nancy. I have something very important.
Something important? As if our wedding anniversary wasn't important.
Well?
My present?
I know, that's what?
You never remember our anniversary.
What do you say? Nancy, of course I do. That's why I...
Oh, don't pretend you remembered. I guess it just doesn't mean anything to you.
Well, you dope. I've been trying to tell you.
But he called me. On our wedding anniversary.
Oh, no, no, darling. Listen, don't cry. Honest. What?
Oh, happy anniversary, darling.
Thank you, little minx. You knew it all along.
Oh, the guilty way you look.
Yeah. You know, I ought to beat you.
I suppose you kiss me instead, huh?
Okay. Darling, you're the most delightful little idiot I was ever married to.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, it's all right, Bump. This is a very special day. 12 years ago.
Yeah, today, I know. Perpetual emotion. I bet the birds and the bees tell their children about you.
Your daughter, Mrs. Smith. Now look, darling, you stay in bed till I call you, huh? I'm going to awaken Uncle Cecil and have him help me with a certain little project.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Cecil, wake up.
What is it?
I said, wake up. It's our wedding anniversary.
Really? How long have we been married, William?
Now you know what I mean. It's Nancy's and my anniversary.
Well, it's nothing to do with me. Go and wake Nancy.
Now, here, you get out of that bed. While you get breakfast, I'll unsafe Nancy's present. You know what it is? It's one of those new washing machines that does everything.
Does everything?
Yeah.
Well, then, let it get breakfast. I'm sleepy.
Now, you listen. You're going to get breakfast. Nancy's favorite, flannel cakes and eggs.
Flannel cakes?
Uh-huh.
I say, are we down to eating our clothes?
So flannel cakes are pancakes. Now, look, everything is laid out for you. Just grab that egg beater and stir some water with that pancake mix in the kitchen. But hurry. Uncle Cecil, isn't breakfast ready yet?
Having trouble with his pancake batter.
Anybody see the jar of makeup I bought for Mom? Oh, you have an Uncle Cecil.
Uncle Cecil, now look what you've done. Listen, pancake mix and pancake makeup are not the same thing.
Now I'll have to go buy another present.
Oh, don't.
I suppose he thinks cold cream goes on hot cereal.
Well, at least the sliced oranges are all right. It's a wonderful thing to live in California. Where else can you reach out of the window in the morning and pick a frosted orange?
Just couldn't wait any longer. Isn't breakfast ready yet?
Oh, breakfast. Oh, no, I'm sorry, darling. Nothing turned out right, but there's a present for you on the back porch.
On the back porch?
Uh-huh.
Phil, your washing machine. Oh, you shouldn't have taught me that.
Just what I said, Nancy. What a fiendish thing. Like buying a broom for street cleaners.
Bill, you're a darling.
You think so? You love me as much as you did 12 years ago?
Oh, much more. Oh, we're so lucky. A nice home, a nice child.
Yes, you do have a nice home, all right.
What is wrong with our child?
Yes, a very nice home.
We have a nice child, too. Bill, you know, I think one reason Bumps are so happy is because we're happy.
Yes, there's something in that, all right. You know, when parents have disagreements, I believe in sending the child outside.
Oh, so that accounts for the suntan your daughter has.
Why, we've only had one quarrel in 12 years.
Oh, not at all unusual. I knew a couple that only had one quarrel in 30 years.
Really?
Yes, it started the day they were married. It's still going on.
Oh, well, you're a sinner. Say, Nancy, how would you like to celebrate our anniversary, huh?
Well, I'd like to drive to the beach and stay all day.
All day? Well, I can't do that, darling. I have to see about that Sprogwell property the city wants to buy for a children's playground.
That old jungle those two old maids own?
Yeah.
Well, can't the city force the old maids to sell it?
Oh, the two old gals would fight it like wildcats. You know, they're not bad sorts. They're just old-fashioned. But the mayor says they like me, and the city council thinks if I butter them up and down, they might sell the property.
It's a fine way to celebrate an anniversary. I stay home while you butter two other women up and down.
Well, Nancy, it's business, and then there's this evening. Would you like to go out on the town?
Oh, that's not what I call celebrating, Bill. Do you know what I've been thinking? It's an idea I've had.
What?
I'd like to invite the minister who married us to dinner.
Oh, Reverend Foster?
Mm-hmm. He was such a nice person. I think he started our marriage off right.
Yeah. Say, why don't we? You want me to call him?
Why don't you? Maybe I'll go to the beauty parlor. I want to look my best.
Well, if there's going to be a minister here, I want to look my best, too.
Yes, well, don't you start with the beauty parlor. You better see a plastic surgeon.
Fancy, my girl, in many courtrooms, Bill's sense of humor would be termed mental cruelty. After 12 years, you shouldn't get a washing machine. You should get a pension. Well, cheerio, I'm off on a secret mission. Uncle Jimmy has got a beautiful $1.48, $1.49,
Uncle Cecil, what are you doing in my piggy bank?
Caught by the juvenile Scotland Yard.
Robbing me when my back turns. return.
Isn't that the customary time for robbery? Do you have a burglar alarm attached to this flying vault?
Catch one, too.
Well, don't get upset, child. I was just borrowing a few bobs for five flowers.
Five flowers for who?
Not for who, for whom. Don't you know the king's English?
No, kid. And the queen. How about her?
Ooh, what a vile child. Oh. Look here, I just wanted to go and get a potted plant for your parents.
The last time you went out to get a potted plant.
I know, I just got potted. Come along, my little viper. We'll go and get the flowers, shall we? I say, your architecture in Los Angeles interests me. The Bedford housing project over there. Is that late Gothic?
No, that's early Quonset.
Oh.
An airplane! Look, Uncle Steve,
a skywriter! A skywriter in California? I say he must use one of those new planes that write underwater.
Jiminy Cricket, look at that guy. Dot his eyes and cross his teeth.
What's he writing? X, fighter, pilot, wants apartment. Genius,
You want to see some fun, Uncle Cecil? Here, watch while I run this stick along this picket fence.
And what do you mean, child?
Uncle Creature lives here. He hates children. They watch him pop his head out.
You again, you little one-headed monster!
See what I mean, Uncle Cecil?
Well, what's he got against children? You know, I love them. I say, who is this Arthur Teacher, by the way?
Oh, he's Mayor of Sherman Oaks.
It must be a sort of a vile sort of bloke, I should think. I say, Tom, look at that house down the way. All those roses growing wild. No need paying money to a florist, is there?
That's where the Swarwell sisters live. Don't believe in telephones or electric lights. They're awfully old-fashioned.
Yes, that's even an old-fashioned washing they have hanging up. You know, it's been a long time since I saw lavender and old whalebone. I think I'll just bolt the fence and pinch a few roses.
Oh, I wouldn't, Uncle Cecil. They own the land the city wants for a playground. Papa's been trying to get them to play ball with him for a long time.
I just couldn't wait till they got the playground in, eh? My, what a rickety fence.
Yes, and our clothesline is added to it. I don't like this, Uncle Cecil. Those two old maids are probably looking out the window.
Come here. For 40 years, put down that book and come here. I'll owe that rental library a fortune by the time I finish Uncle Tom's Tavern. Give me the bifocals. There's a man climbing over our best fence. A man climbing over our fence? Is he trying to get in or out? Zoom. Good. The rest of the sticking out of me. There. The dog is chasing the wind. Yes, down that dog. Phoebe, that man's running right into the clothesline. Oh, there goes all our washing, including all our unmentionables. Yes, and not to mention our undiscussables. Oh, look at the line is tangled around his neck. He's dragging everything after him. Oh, I'll never live it down. My ruffled skirt chasing a man.
Yes.
Don't you wish you were in it? Come, Phoebe. We have to get dressed and go after that thief.
In what? This is wash day.
We could call the police if we had the phone and knew how to work one. Oh, we'll never see the last of this. That man led me up to sleep every night watching in public. Let's track him down. Snatching girls walking off the line. Come on, nurses. Go out looking like this. Well, I'd better make up my favor. Don't pinch your cheeks so hard, Myrtle. You look like a hussard. All right, let's go.
Of all the things that happen, having an empty petticoat chase me home.
Why did you stop getting tangled from the clothesline?
Because I didn't want to get tangled with that confounded dog.
Oh, I hope the squad officers don't find out who tore their clothesline down. The cop will never get them to sell their property to the city.
You know, this new washing machine of your mother's is a wonder. We'll take the clothes back to their yard tonight after dark, huh?
I hope they don't go to bed early. We have their nightgowns.
Well, there now, the washing's finished, I say. You know, it's the most remarkable contraption. Ought to be wonderful for making martinis.
Well, we better get the squirrels washing out of sight and the porch cleaned up before Mom comes home from the beauty parlor.
Yes, I say, these things will never dry in California sunshine. Let's hang them in the living room, shall we?
All right. I wonder what that button on the machine does.
Well, let's push it and see.
This button connects you with the sponsors of the Smiths of Hollywood.
I say, it's one of those commercials. Just listen to it, shall we? I love them. Enough of that. You know, it's a wonderful thing, this machine age. These new cars push a button and the roof goes back. The finance company pushes a button and the car goes back. Bumps, we'd better get this washing hung up. Confound it. Never knew clothes it took so long to dry. Your parents will be home any minute, won't they?
Laying on that petticoat won't dry it.
Oh, what a thrilling.
Of course. It's Mom and Pop. I'm a minister.
Oh, dear. Wouldn't do for a man of the cloth to see a man with these clothes. Now, quick, Bumps, let's hide them in the hall closet, shall we?
Well,
don't clear that apron on the floor, child.
Uncle
Beagle! Open that hall closet quick, Bunk. Is that everything? Quick now, close the door, dear.
Bob! Now, I wonder where that dog is.
Here I am, Mom, in the living room. Uncle Cecil, there's a piece of washing on the chair.
Oh, dear, I'll hide it behind there.
Oh, come here, dear. I want you to meet Reverend Foster. He married your father and me.
How lucky for me. How do you do?
How are you, Shirley?
Shirley? Who's Shirley?
Your daughter, darling.
Oh, Bumps. Oh,
we call her Bumps now, Reverend. Have you met my uncle?
I don't believe I have.
Uncle Cecil, Reverend Foster.
How do you do?
Here, I'll take your hat, Reverend, and put it in the closet.
Not in the closet, William.
Well, what's wrong with putting it in the closet?
Mops, William, mops, yes.
Uncle Cecil, you're acting strange. What's that you're holding behind you?
Just a handkerchief.
Let me see the... Uncle Cecil, since when did you start using lace hankies?
Muff, William, the muff.
Oh, all my family's a little crazy, Reverend Foster. But anyway, we're delighted to see you.
And I'm delighted to see you. I always remember what a fine-looking couple you two made when I married you.
You tied a very secure knot. I remember the ceremony very well.
You do? Most couples hardly hear the vows, I suspect. You know, that's a theory of mine. If people gave as much thought to what they promise in the marriage ceremony as they do to what they promise when they sign a lease or any other kind of a contract, there wouldn't be so many divorces.
Yes, as an attorney, I've wondered about that, too. People rush into lifetime contracts without ever looking at the fine print.
You know, a couple I married came to me not long ago for advice. They were about to break up, but they didn't.
What did you tell them?
Nothing. I just read the ceremony to them again. For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health.
Oh, it's a beautiful ceremony. Bill, I have an idea.
Yeah?
Let's get married again.
Yeah. What?
You're serious. Every anniversary, I'd like to repeat that vow.
Oh.
Oh, do you think I'm silly, Reverend Foster?
I think you're very wise.
Would you marry us again? I mean, there wouldn't be anything sacrilegious about it, would there?
On the contrary.
All right. Now, Bill, you come here and stand beside me.
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, Bump, where are you going?
I'm not so sure I belong in this setup.
Well, of course you do. Uncle Cecil, where are you going?
Why, to get you a wedding present. You know, I think this is charming. Carry on, carry on.
Nancy, if you stand there, and Bill...
Oh, the door. Now, wouldn't you know it? Every time I want to get married, somebody rings a bell.
Don't see who it is.
Okay, but hold up the wedding. Not every day a girl can see her parents get married.
Well, you won't miss much. Go on, Reverend Foster.
We are gathered here to join in holy wedding.
I'm coming.
How do you do, little girl? The neighbor Spencer's here.
Is your mother engaged?
Engaged? Well, from the sound of things in the other room, she's certainly going steady anyway.
Don't we know you? Yes. Isn't that nice business, your father?
Well, he will be in a minute.
You're the strange child. You seem to be a little confused.
Well, I bet you'd be confused, too, if your parents were getting married in the next room.
Getting married?
Oh, how nice.
What?
Really, they're just pretending to get married.
What?
Well, I mean... Oh, come on, and see for yourself.
Oh, I believe they are.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
You heard, Phoebe? I heard, Mercer. Now, what do you think of your business?
Pop! I think you better come here.
Well, who is it, Bob?
The Squadwell sisters.
Oh, well, tell them to wait till I kiss the bride.
You.
Oh, look at them swagger, Mercer. She's the whole dozen. She's probably going to carry him over the threshold. Well, they seem to do everything backwards around here.
And oh, Jimmy, how so beautiful. Oh, I say, look who's here. The Gibson girls.
Mercer, let me have the bifocals. It's the man who sold our laundry.
What, that Uncle Cecil? Oh, no. Uncle Cecil wouldn't steal laundry, would he?
He steal laundry, preposterous.
Well, you see, you must have been mistaken. Now, give me your wraps and join us for dinner. I'll put your coat in the closet.
Well, if you insist...
Nancy, I say not in the closet, the moth.
Oh, nonsense, Uncle Cecil.
The moth, the moth.
Oh, what are you talking... What in heaven's name is that falling out of the closet?
Oh, clothes.
What?
My other pink ones are mine. You always wear dresses.
Uncle Cecil, listen, is this your work? You can pull more bloomers than any man I know.
William, are you trying to be humorous?
We're going to report you to the police. Snatching poor girls, brushing off the line.
Uncle Cecil, listen, you come with me. We're going to have a talk.
Miss Myrtle, Miss Phoebe, I want to show you something. Bring that washing and come with me, please.
Well, I don't trust anyone in this house.
Now, look, Phoebe, as Mother said, we must always be polite.
Bill got me an anniversary present, and I think this is the time to try it out. Now, see how easy this new machine works? You think you understand it now?
Oh, I can't believe it. No scrubbing and no rubbing. Phoebe, let's see if we can work it. Ready? Contact. Roger. Oh, the most amazing thing I've ever seen. What do they think of me? My, I can't get over these new inventions. May I put another piece of bread in the toaster?
Well, as soon as that one pops out, it's almost ready.
Oh, I got it. Shame on you, Phoebe. It was my turn to catch. Not only gets breakfast, throws it right at you. Oh, see what they've been inventing while you've been cooped up home reading Uncle Tom's Cabin. Oh, I'd like to hear the radio sometime.
What? You don't have a radio? Well, listen, we'd be lost without Jack Benny and Bing Crosby and Eddie Cantor and...
Ad-Libber McGee.
Ad-Libber McGee?
Ad-Libber McGee.
Is he that Irish tenor?
Oh, no, there is the first good news of the day.
You mean I wouldn't have had to sleep on the sofa anyway?
Well, listen, it serves you right. Nancy, dear, we'll leave the house open tonight for the skunk to get out, and you and I and Bumps will go to a hotel.
Well, what about me? I haven't any money.
You can sleep on the sofa.
But I hate the sofa.
Then go upstairs. Come on, Nancy. Oh, Cecil, don't forget to wind the clock and put the kitten out.
What a vile sense of humor. And now a word from our sponsor.
Dick Nasserman, directed by Robert Fresnell Jr., and produced by Andrew Hickok. Besides Arthur Treacher, Brenda Marshall, Harry Von Bell, and Dan Ford, in tonight's cast, Peter Putter was Abe Reynolds. And this is Tyler McVeigh saying, sweet dreams to you all.